Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you again. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you. Saturday came, and it was feeling like spring. There were yellow flowers blooming. There were birds making their bird sounds. It sounded like the birds were talking about everything that had happened over the winter. It sounded like they hadn't had a chance to speak in a long time and were so excited to catch up on their friends' lives. Since I don't work on the weekends, I get to choose what to do on those days. This time, I decided to go for a ride into the country. I wanted to see what spring was like out there. I had a cup of coffee and a bowl of oatmeal, loaded Shelby into the car, and we drove off. I decided not to choose where I was going. I would just start driving and at some point choose a road and follow it out of town. I did that. I played some music, too. I played some music by The Breeders. The Breeders are one of my favorite bands to listen to in the spring. I rolled a window down for Shelby. She loves to put her face out and feel the wind. I followed a road called Highway 87. I'd never gone very far down this road, and that's why I chose it. I didn't know what I would find there. I passed the usual fast food restaurants, Burger King, Pizza Hut, Bojangles. I passed hair salons where people were having their hair cut. I passed pawn shops where people sell old things when they need money. I passed some baseball fields. I passed a lot of churches, vape stores, and small bars with big pickup trucks parked outside. Then, as I got to the edge of town, I passed a huge junkyard. That's a place with a lot of old cars that they sell piece by piece. And after that, I was finally where I had wanted to go, out on a small country road just driving around. I noticed yellow flowers growing by the road and purple flowers growing on some trees. None of the trees had leaves yet. Shelby's nose was out the window the whole time. The light was beautiful, and the air was dry. At a certain point, I wondered how I would decide where to stop. But I didn't know. I just listened to my feelings the best I could. "I'm listening to your feelings, too," I told Shelby, who looked at me like she understood. And I think she did understand. Well, a feeling came to me when I passed a small white house with no door on it. There was graffiti on the walls. It was clear that nobody lived in that house, and I wanted to see what it was like on the inside. So I stopped the car, and Shelby and I both got out. There were big trees growing in the yard, with last year's fallen leaves on the ground and branches growing over the roof. The ground had some grass on it, but there were also some patches of dirt. I went up on the front porch and looked inside. There was nobody in there. I called to Shelby. "Come on, girl. Come on in." But Shelby wouldn't come in. So I went in to have a look myself. Inside, there was a big mess. There was a very dirty mattress on the floor. There was all kinds of writing on the walls. There were old newspapers. I looked at one. It had the year 1999 on it. That was a pretty long time ago now. I wondered what happened to the people that had been living there. It seemed like they must have left in a hurry. In a panic, maybe. I wondered if something bad had happened. I wasn't sure. I didn't feel anything bad in the house, I thought. But after having that thought, I did start to feel a bit uncomfortable. I looked out the window, and the world outside was still so beautiful. Inside, it smelled like dust. I sneezed. I had to get out of the house. That was it. I left, saying, "Let's go, Shelby," and we drove on, farther out into the country. I don't know what happened in that abandoned house. It may always be a mystery. And now, I guess Shelby and I are a small part of that mystery. I wondered about it as we drove through the sweet-smelling spring country air. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for listening. I can't wait to see you again on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Hey, why not go to boxcarenglish.com and see how to take English lessons with me, Carl? I also have a Patreon where you can support the podcast and do all kinds of activities and read along with the transcripts. So go visit boxcarenglish.com and patreon.com/boxcarenglishpodcast and keep on listening. Thanks, folks. Bye-bye.